everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
So what's not to like about identical twins, serial entrepreneurs, media sensations, author of several books, and the kind of winning personality that makes even the worst critic soon become the most enamored fan? Well, not quite. Not every critic. Let me explain. These successful real estate entrepreneurs had already garnered numerous awards and were the pinnacle of success when reality TV show giant HGTV came knocking. The promise? Their own, quote, flip it forward reality TV show, a dream come true. Flip it projects already in the queue. So what happened? Simply said, they spoke their biblically based values on same-sex marriage and the abortion issue and were fired. One might say, quote, crucified for it. With the social media frenzy that painted the twins as hate mongers and therefore must be stopped at all costs, and all because they refused to bow at the altar of compromise and corruption for a worldly prize. They detail that story in, quote, whatever the cost, and further elaborate on other life issues in, quote, living among lions, and their earlier beginnings in, quote, miracle in Shreveport. And now, with their latest, bold and broken, bridging the balance between heaven and earth, the immensely popular duo in life, in business, in faith, and family, the real reality, share even more and take us even deeper for such a time as this. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great joy at NRB 2019 in Anaheim, California, to bring to you Jason and David Benham, the Benham Brothers. Jason and David, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you for having us. That was the best introduction,
wasn't it epic?
We have ever had.
Yeah,
that is
it
awesome.
It is definitely phenomenal.
Well, you are worthy of all of that and more, and I'm just so grateful for your life, your work, and your testimony. So let's get right to it in our brief time here today. Why did you write Bold and Broken, and what makes it different from all the others?
Well, this is Jason speaking, and the reason why we wrote Bold and Broken was because we see a gap that exists in our culture today that's much like the gap that we read about in Ezekiel 22, where God said through his prophet Ezekiel, I looked for a man who would stand in the gap, but I found none. See, there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect between heaven and earth, and Jesus teaches us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not just as much about a prayer as it is participation, where God wants to bridge that gap, that disconnect, by using people to be that bridge. But the problem is that it's going to require boldness for us to do that. There's ditches on both sides of that road. Boldness apart from brokenness makes a bully. But on the other side, brokenness apart from boldness makes a bystander. So those are the two ditches, Jensine, where we see you can be a bully on one side, and we've seen some folks that have definitely risen up and want to stand strong in the culture, they become bullies. But on the other side, we see, by and large, the church becoming more like bystanders. And what David and I wanted to write this book for was to teach them that if you truly stand boldly, fueled by your brokenness, you will become a bridge that connects heaven to earth. That's what God is calling Christians to today, is to stand boldly for Him on that foundation of brokenness to bring that connection.
Amen and amen. And that leads me into my next question, which you've actually already answered in part, which is why being a bystander that you talk about in your book is not an option when faced with a society of corrupt ideology and values of which you've experienced firsthand. So next question, how will your book embolden its readers to do the right thing when faced with wrong and immoral choices at every turn?
Yeah, well, this is David speaking, and we base it all on stories. So it's 28 chapters, 28 different stories, many of our stories, some from our family members and then various other leaders across the country, on very simple, practical ways where they were bold in their faith. on a platform of brokenness. And by the word brokenness, let me just quickly say, it doesn't mean you're out of the game, it means you're in it. Our dad used to teach us, he'd say, boys, only those horses willing to be broken by their master are fit to pull the king's chariot. The rest are left to pasture. So brokenness means submitted to God. And so Jason and I, as we wrote this book, and as we talk about the stories in this book, it greatly inspires people because it's all testimony based. One in particular was when Jason and I were on a plane from Charlotte to St. Louis. Jason was sitting against the window. I was on the aisle. This lady comes walking up. I had my Bible open. And she said, well, I'm sitting in between you. So I hop up, help her to her seat. I sit down. She just looks over at me and goes, I just want you to know, I'm a flaming liberal feminist, and I believe nothing like you. And I just started laughing. I was like, my name's David. It's nice to meet you. It's just really kind of funny how that happened. Well, long story short, I just felt the Holy Spirit prick my heart and say, minister to the person. Don't just try to prove your point. Because oftentimes we try to prove our point and we really ignore the person. And so right. I just began asking questions. And then over a period of about an hour, the next thing you know, she's opening up her life to me. And I felt the Lord wanted me to begin to speak to her out of Psalm 139. So I asked her if I could read Psalm 139 to her. And she said, yes. I started reading. I got two verses in. And she just starts bawling her eyes out. Now we're at 30,000 feet. Jason's ugly face snoozing against the window. He has nothing to do with it. And she's bawling her eyes out. And she goes, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I was adopted at birth. And I always have a recurring dream in my adult years that I'm in the incubator and I'm looking up at the doctors and the nurses and I'm yelling at them, don't worry about me, I'll take care of myself. And I thought, man, she got to the root of her feminism right there from the very beginning of her life. And so I began to minister to her and give her verses to talk about her identity in Christ and how she can turn to the Lord and in all of the abandonment and rejection issues that she felt can be healed in Christ. And I'm telling you, it was a supernatural moment where I was bold to tell her the truth, but I was also broken and willing to connect heaven to earth for her.
Amen and amen. And that's what the Christian life is all about. We're supposed to go out and impact our culture. You two are serial entrepreneurs. You have business all over the United States and the world, as I've been able to learn. You're impacting your employees. From a media standpoint, God has raised you up for such a time as this. You're twins. You're, I think I have this right, 43. So you're just spring chickens. You're just getting started, and you live down the street from one another, and you're the father of 5 and 4, respectively, I think.
Right.
Beautiful wives. And so you have all of this going for you. Why not just cruise and call it good?
That's such a great question. And you know what? There are sometimes a temptation to do that. But we know that we are called. I mean, Matthew 28, Jesus is very specific when he, just before he ascends up into heaven after the resurrection, he's like, you got to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, which is to make disciples and make Jesus followers of all people who exist in nations. We have a mandate. We can't pull out of the fight. And so David and I recognize that we want every single human being to experience the blessing of freedom in Christ. But in order to experience that blessing, you have to stay inside his boundaries. Just like you are in relationship with your husband, or I'm in relationship with my wife, David is with his wife. Love is compassion with standards, that you have to abide by certain standards to be able to receive that compassion. And so God wants that for every single human being. And he and I and you and every Christian listening to this has a mandate to get out there and to do the same thing.
Amen and amen. How did you two develop your deep faith? It's one thing to grow up in a Christian home, but developing your own deep faith doesn't happen on its own.
No.
Tell us about that.
It's the Word of God. This is David speaking. We were 12 years old when we both prayed to receive Jesus. Jason was at a chapel service at our little junior high school. It was a Christian school, and I was at a little Christian camp. And we both, I mean, the Lord impacted our lives. But then when we came home, I'll never forget, our dad told us, boys, it's time to get into the Word of God now. And when you begin to focus on your roots, God will take care of your fruits. And what we often find today is that some of the younger generation, they look at the fruits real fast because on social media and all these other things, that you can just brag about all the fruit that you have. Well, but it's the root that sustains you. And so we began reading through Scripture. We began reading through the New Testament from 12 to 18 every year. We got on a Bible reading plan. And then from 18, we graduated college in 94 and went to Liberty University to play baseball. from that day that we left and went to Liberty, we began reading through the entire Bible every single year. And it's not a religious thing for us. It's a relationship thing for us. And so now we're 43, we'll be 44 in a few months. We've been through the Bible a lot. Wow. But when the Word of God gets inside of you, like Jeremiah said, he said, "Your Word is like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in." King David in Psalm 119, I mean, that's the longest chapter of the Bible. He talks all about the Word of God and the testimonies of God and the commands of God and how they bring healing and nourishment and life and sustenance. And so Jason and I, we cannot talk enough about the value of the Word of God in the hearts and home of every single person.
That is so fantastic. So to the millennial generation who is not in their Word, do not have a clue, how are you reaching them?
Well, of course, we've got all of our social media accounts just on a very practical level, but we created an app where we're trying to get people into the same exact Bible reading schedule that we're in. So we're inviting them to come into our journey walking through the Bible every single year from cover to cover, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, and we walk through that with them.
Very organic. We just throw it on our iPhone and we podcast it, and we've got over 8,000 folks that are rolling through it with us now, which is great. You know, that's not a huge thing, but I'm telling you, if you just make disciples of the people that are in your home and the people that are in your sphere of influence, and then if God gives you the opportunity, like with your radio show and stuff and with our little app, we make as many disciples as we possibly can, just bring them alongside our story.
Amen and amen. In our remaining moments, what's it like to be a twin? How do you keep your individual identities?
Well, our identities are first wrapped in Christ, and He made us twins. So we don't have individual identity crisis there, which is a good thing. But then secondly, we know that two are better than one according to Scripture. So at the Calgary Stampede, the strongest horse pulled 8,000 pounds, the second place horse pulled 7,000 pounds. So the two owners got together and said, what could they pull? They pulled 30,000 pounds. So it's two together are actually stronger than one. So we've embraced that's how God made it, and that's what we're going to do.
And it's also about finding your own identity, recognizing the lane that God has placed you in, and never comparing yourself with the other. You do that, you're going to be totally fine.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to serial entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, authors of several books, and media sensations, Jason and David Benham, whose latest, Bold and Broken, Bridging the Balance Between Heaven and Earth, is a must-read. You can learn more about Jason and David's work, ministry, and mission by visiting BenhamBrothers.com and get their latest, Bold and Broken. You will be blessed, inspired, and emboldened that you did. Jason and David, what an absolute joy having you share just a little of your story in your latest great read, Bold and Broken. Clearly, you two are called by God to not only be, quote, pillars of light in an increasingly wicked and perverse generation, but bold advocates for standing the gap and in a way that reaches the heart without crushing the soul. Or to quote in part from your beautifully written book, quote, "Boldness without humility makes you a bully," end quote. Humility without boldness makes you a bystander. We need to be both bold and humble in reaching the lost for Christ and standing for biblically based values. You've lived it, you know, and powerfully so. We thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.